Hello, Awe Islanders. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, we'd like to share some exciting news. We're thrilled to announce the release of our special animated YouTube episode called Look Around. Join Nutsy Squirrel as he learns to appreciate Awe Island in a whole new way. Be sure to head over to our YouTube channel and check it out. And if you enjoy it, don't forget to like and subscribe to stay up to date with all our latest content. Thanks for listening. And now, on with the relaxation. Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Good job. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a puffin family hugging their baby puffin in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. As you think about the puffin family, your heart feels happy and warm. Place your hands on your chest, close your eyes, and let's take another deep dragon breath together. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Now, think about your family. Every family is unique. Maybe your family includes parents or siblings or grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins, or friends, pets, nannies, caregivers, teachers. Whoever your family is and wherever they are, send your loving energy out to them. And let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and like the baby puffin, you feel safe and loved. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Snake with Fur. The Awe Island Animal Shelter was bustling with activity on this sunny afternoon. Passers-by strolled along the sidewalk, their eyes drawn to the shelter's big window. Curiously, they would peer in, marveling at the various animals waiting for their forever homes. Inside the shelter, the air was filled with the sounds of laughter, barks, meows, and chitters. Volunteers and visitors moved about, showering love and attention on the animals. Amidst this flurry of activity, Carlotta Cornsnake basked lazily, her orange and yellow scales shining in the light of her heat lamp. "Today is going to be just like any other day," Carlotta thought to herself, closing her slitted eyes. Carlotta had been at the shelter for quite some time. She'd seen many animals come and go, playful kittens, energetic puppies, hopping rabbits. Families would scoop up these adorable animals and carry them to their forever homes. Carlotta knew she had her own unique beauty, but she couldn't help but notice that furry animals seemed to get adopted faster. She wondered if she would ever find a loving family who would appreciate her dazzling colors and gentle nature. Day after day, people would walk by her tank, peering in with curious eyes. Some would pause, intrigued by her striking appearance, but then move on to cuddle with the fluffy kittens or play with the excited puppies. Carlotta didn't feel sad, but she couldn't help but wish for a chance to show someone how amazing she could be as a pet. "Maybe if I were furry, someone would want to cuddle with me and take me home," thought Carlotta. Struck with an idea, the little corn snake slithered down from her basking spot and began to burrow in the lining of her tank. As she moved, she tried to make small bits of the soft aspen shavings cover her body. When she was done, Carlotta examined herself in the reflection of her tank's glass. She was now a sight to see. Her bright scales were dotted with little wood chips. "Now I'm furry," she exclaimed proudly, her bright orange scales speckled with tiny wood chips. She admired her new appearance, hoping that this transformation would catch someone's attention and make them see how special she truly was. Carlotta hoped that being furry would give her a better chance of finding a forever home. With newfound energy, Carlotta elegantly slithered toward the side of her tank that provided the best view of the bustling shelter. She wanted to showcase her brand new fur to all the visitors who passed by. As people strolled along, peering into the various enclosures, Carlotta positioned herself right in the center of the glass so that she would be unmissable. Sure enough, visitors did take notice. Children and adults paused by her enclosure, their eyes widening in surprise and curiosity as they spotted Carlotta's unusual furry scales. Sometimes she could even hear their whispers. "I'm scared of snakes," one person said. That caused Carlotta's heart to sink a little. She understood that some people had fears or misconceptions about snakes, but she wished they could see beyond those preconceived notions and get to know her gentle spirit. After a while, with a sigh, Carlotta made her way back to her spot under the heat lamp, wiping off her wood chip fur along the way. "It's useless," she thought. "Furry or not, I guess people just don't want to bring a snake like me home." Carlotta wrapped her body around itself like a pretzel, giving herself a big hug. She lay like that for the majority of the afternoon, barely bothering to look up at the shelter's guests. Just as the shelter was nearing closing for the day, a family entered its doors, a mom, a dad, and a little girl. The girl's eyes gleamed with curiosity as she looked around at all the animals. Then, the little girl's gaze fell on Carlotta's tank. The girl dashed over to the enclosure. She leaned in closer and exclaimed, "Wow, Mom, look at how cool and pretty she is with her bright orange scales." Surprised by the compliment, Carlotta lifted her head and slithered over to get a better look at the girl. The girl had a ponytail of curly red hair, nearly the same color as Carlotta's scales. Carlotta hissed with pride and tried to position herself to catch the light just right so her scales would have maximum sparkle. Christine, one of the shelter's volunteers, noticed the little girl and approached the tank. "That's Carlotta. She's a corn snake." Christine looked over at the girl's parents and then said, "If your mom and dad are all right with it, would you like to hold her?" The girl's father gave a silent nod. Christine cautiously removed the lid of Carlotta's tank and gently lifted the snake out, carefully placing her on the girl's shoulders. "Hi, Carlotta. I'm Allie," said the girl with a beaming smile. Carlotta's tongue darted out from her mouth, a little flicker of excitement and happiness. It was her way of saying hello to Allie, to let her know how thrilled she was to meet her. As Allie held her, Carlotta wrapped her slender body around Allie's fingers, almost like a cozy hug. "Allie, you're a natural with Carlotta," Christine remarked. "She likes you." Allie spun around to face her parents. "Can we take her home, please?" Allie's mother and father gave one another knowing looks, as though they were having a silent conversation. "Well," said Allie's mother, "it's obvious how much you two like each other," she started. "But we need to make sure we can provide a good home for Carlotta." Addressing Christine, Allie's father asked, "Can you tell us everything we need to know about adopting a corn snake?" "Of course," said Christine. "Allie, I'm going to put Carlotta back in her tank while we talk, okay?" "Okay," said Allie. As Christine lifted Carlotta again, the little snake was reluctant to unwind from the girl's arm. She hoped with all her heart that she would get to go home with Allie. Settling back into her basking spot, Carlotta heard Christine say, "Let's sit down and discuss everything you need to know about adopting and caring for Carlotta." Carlotta watched as Christine guided the family over to a cozy spot in the shelter where they could have a quiet conversation. Christine explained the type and size of tank that Carlotta needed and what was the right temperature and humidity to keep her comfortable. Christine also described what Carlotta liked to eat and how to interact with her gently. After the thorough discussion, Allie's parents looked at each other, their faces filled with a mixture of excitement and reassurance. "We believe we can give Carlotta the love and care she deserves," Allie's mother said. Hearing this, Carlotta's heart leapt with joy. She would finally be getting a forever home. Allie, who had been listening patiently, jumped up to give both of her parents a hug. "Thank you, thank you, thank you," she exclaimed. Christine got to work, giving Allie's parents some forms to sign, an informational sheet that contained all of Carlotta's care instructions and some supplies. As the paperwork was finalized and the supplies loaded into the family's car, the shelter staff prepared Carlotta for her journey to her new home, placing her in a plastic container with plenty of air holes. Carlotta watched as Allie and her parents approached her with smiling faces. Allie picked up the travel container and carried Carlotta to the car. The little snake's heart was filled with gratitude for this loving family that had appreciated her, despite her lack of fur. That night, after much excitement, Carlotta found herself in her brand new tank, inside Allie's living room. It was a place she had never been before, filled with unfamiliar scents and sounds. But despite the newness, Carlotta was filled with a sense of belonging. This was home. Carlotta let out a contented hiss as she settled in for sleep. She burrowed into the lining of her tank, feeling snug. As she relaxed, Carlotta thought about how thankful she was. Carlotta took a deep dragon breath, in and out. And coiled her body around itself. She was thankful for the Awei Island Animal Shelter, the place that had cared for her and kept her safe while she patiently waited for a forever home. She took a second deep dragon breath, in and out. Carlotta was also thankful for Christine, the kind shelter volunteer who had shared valuable information with Allie's family. But above all, Carlotta was most grateful for Allie and her parents. They had opened their hearts and their home to her, embracing her for who she was. The little snake felt a warm sense of belonging, knowing that she was now part of a loving family. Carlotta took one final deep dragon breath, in and out. She closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep, dreaming of the fun adventures and playtime she would share with Allie in the days to come. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awei Island. See you next time.